ultimately, I'm afraid it's people aren't planning ahead. They're not prepared for how long the route is going to take them. They get behind a bus, that stop sign goes out, and they think, well, I'm paying attention, so I'll go around it. It just happens so fast. Mm-hmm. Now we have an injured child, and you've made a decision that is going to cost you for the rest of your life.
The start of school is just around the corner, and that means more activity on city streets and sidewalks. Hayes Police Department Lieutenant Tim Greenwood stops by to share some safety tips as those kiddos return to their classrooms on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Mornings especially, and around school time, it's about to get real busy in town. Mm-hmm. So, and back to school means so much for everybody in this community, even the retirees that don't have children or grandchildren at home. The community gets busy. So mm-hmm. it's a good time to review some important things to help keep everybody safe. And appreciate the opportunity to do this with you guys.
Yeah.
So, I think the biggest thing that I'd like to hit on today is the distracted driving. We've got to do a better job of just putting those cell phones away, especially if you're taking kids to school. Mm-hmm. Or if you're a young driver, or that driver getting out there for the first time going to school, college kids on the way to class. I know we talked about my coffee cup being an appendage. That phone is in everybody's hands all the time, but we got to do a better job of putting it away. And that means, don't pull it out on the stoplight. Don't pull it out at the stop sign or waiting in traffic. Put it away and leave it gone until you get to where you're going, because they just cause so much that split second where your face is in the phone and then a young person steps off the curb walking to school and his face is in the phone and bad things happen. Yeah. So it's so crucial to pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah. Curate your playlist before you start your trip.
Absolutely. and that's that planning ahead. That's a great point, especially new parents that are getting kids to school for the first time. Make sure you familiarize yourself with the school's drop-off plan and how that helps. And it may not make sense to you. Not everybody understands the dynamics and the strategy that goes in those things, but they really, people have put a lot of time and effort in those drop-off plans. So the more you follow them, the more it's safer for everybody, letting those kids off on the curb and waiting in line and paying attention to everything moving on and around. It's just planning ahead, like you said, is so critical.
Mm-hmm. And good luck to all those first-time parents that are going to experience this for the first time next week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of a shock, isn't it? But speaking of that, we moms and dads kind of get that plan of, I'm going to drop this child off here and this child off there. Don't forget, especially this when school starts, it's still getting hot during the day. Don't forget to put that stuffed animal or something next to you in the car if you've got a baby in that vehicle. So when all those elementary kids get dropped off at school, you can't forget that baby in the back of the car when you get to work or get back home. So just another point of safety there.
Absolutely. Check the back seat.
We're
running that PSA right now on KAYS, mm-hmm. That annoying little jingle.
Yeah.
Check the back seat.
Absolutely. Big help. I want to remind those new drivers and mom and dad, make sure you're following those restrictions. There's a reason that the state law is what it is, and I won't go into all the details about, the new drivers and at what age they can have what privilege. But it is very challenging for them. So if their restrictions are just to and from work and school and no friends in the car, then make sure that they're following that. And if they don't have that privilege of going to and from work or school yet, if they're still in that learning permit stage, don't assume it's okay for them to drive or to run to Quick Shop after school or take that little brother or sister on that errand. That's how accidents happen. Ease them into this and follow the rules. Make it better for everybody.
Yeah.
There you have it. Yeah.
I have a question because my kids are getting to a point where I could potentially leave them home alone for the bus.
Right.
Potentially. is there an age limit on that or anything along those lines?
There's not, okay. But I think it's one of those things common sense dictates.
Yeah.
There is those things that, if you believe it's reasonable based off of your child's age and mm-hmm. abilities, and there's something if as from my personal perspective, there's something that often siblings, at least my, for example, my two youngest, they worked very well together as a team. Mm-hmm. But then again, I think back to me and my brother, and that would have been a bad idea to leave us alone. So,
yeah.
You know your own family, and ultimately you're responsible for that decision. And as long as it's reasonable, you know, the law will be on your side. But if you start doing unreasonable things like, oh, I'll leave my four-year-old alone to go get on the bus, that's something different.
Well, there goes my plan then.
Well, and you mentioned the buses. That's another big thing we run into every year is the stop signs on the bus. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, I'm afraid it's people aren't planning ahead. They're not prepared for how long the route is going to take them. They get behind a bus, that stop sign goes out, and they think, well, I'm paying attention, so I'll go around it. It just happens so fast. Mm-hmm. Now we have an injured child, and you've made a decision that is going to cost you for the rest of your life. So make sure that stop sign comes out regardless of what direction that bus is facing. Both lanes of traffic have to stop, and that's just for the safety of the children. And if you have a child that's riding the bus, make sure you go over through with them the rules of the bus, you know, not bothering the driver, sit still, behave. And getting on and off the bus, make sure when you're getting on that you stay in back from the curb so that bus driver has plenty of room to pull up and then you walk up to the bus. Don't be standing right there on the curb. Mm-hmm. And if you're offloading the bus, make sure you get off the bus and move about 10 to 15 feet in front of it. And that gives you more area to view oncoming cars and lets the cars see you better before you cross the street. So that stop sign isn't magic. So they still have to be prepared to watch for traffic.
Good safety tips. Sir, we're virtually out of time. Any last thoughts before we go?
No, I appreciate you guys doing this. And again, I just encourage the community, be prepared for all the extra traffic on the road, have a plan, leave a little earlier, and put that cell phone down.